The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, and wildly happy customers. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
LinkedIn presents.
I'm Maura Ahrens-Mealy, and this is The Anxious Achiever. It seems like I've been saying this ever since the show began back in 2019, but there's a lot going on right now. You might never have tried meditation or mindfulness before, or like so many anxious achievers, you've tried it and felt like it's just not right for you. But in the face of anxiety about war, inflation, COVID, plus all the usual life stresses we face, a few minutes might be just what you need. Keep listening for a guided short meditation. If you're interested in more, you can listen to our full episode with Sharon Salzberg, a longtime leader in the meditation and mindfulness space. But for times when you just need to slow down and breathe for a few minutes, take this exercise from her wherever you go.
Often in meditation with the breath, we just use the normal, natural breath, and that's fine because that will be grounding and help. But there are certain breath tools that are described by researchers as moving the emphasis away from the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic nervous system. So your panic will start to ease, your blood pressure will go down, things like that. And so that is the major rule of that. There are many fancy ways of doing it, but the major thing is that your out-breath needs to be longer than your in-breath. And your whole system will start to change. So we can do a few moments, if you like, of a practice, because it can be inclusive of other things. The whole idea is we've got this energy. It's kind of running wild. We want to balance it out, you know, with greater centeredness or more groundedness. And then we have the benefit of the energy, actually, without it being so intense. So you can sit comfortably, close your eyes or not. You don't have to. And we'll take a few just normal breaths without trying to change it or manipulate it in any way. See where you feel the breath most distinctly, the nostrils, the chest, or the abdomen. And then for a few moments, see if you can breathe in that way that I described, where the out-breath is longer than the in-breath. You can do it, you know, people's breath length is different, but maybe breathe in to the count of three, breathe out to the count of five, or something like that, whatever works for you. Feel what's happening in your body. Feel what's happening to kind of that energy that you may have been feeling. And even with your eyes closed, if they are, notice what you're seeing. You may see with the eyes closed, different patterns of light or different shadings. If your eyes are open, of course, you see whatever is in front of you. Notice what you see. Notice what you hear. Like, I'm noticing the sound of the rain right now. Feel your body posture, like sitting. Feel your hands touching, or maybe your hands touching your knee, someplace where there's already contact. And then you can start again. normal breath, and then the kind of conscious breath, with the out breath longer than the in breath. And then a little tour of our sensory impressions. Okay, thank you.